Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of the company, I'd like to welcome everyone to our 2015 annual results presentation. The presentation will be conducted in Chinese with simultaneous interpretation. Please be reminded to switch off your mobile phones or set it to vibration mode during the presentation. May I now introduce our management on the stage. Mr. Yang Jie, President and COO. Mr. Yang Xiaowei, Executive Vice President. Mr. Ke Ruiwen, Executive Vice President. Thank you for joining us today. I hope you will find the presentation helpful. Now, let's welcome our President Yang to present the company's performance for the year 2015. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm very pleased to meet you all and to introduce the company's performance. This presentation will be divided into two sections. First, I will talk about the company's overall performance. Afterwards, Mr. Ke Ruiwen will present our business review and financial performance for the year. These are the highlights of the major developments in 2015. First, business fundamental remained solid amid challenges brought about by regulatory policies, including VAT reform, speed upgrade and tariff reduction, handset data carried forward, and etc. Market position of the company was further strengthened. Secondly, leveraged favorable policies, such as the issuance of FDD license, the company accelerated the upgrade of core network capability, achieved robust growth in 4G and fiber broadband services. Third, a gain from tower assets disposal increased the current year's profit, while tower resources sharing is expected to enhance our corporate value in the long term. Fourth, effective initiatives were taken to mitigate the impact from speed upgrade and tariff reduction. Fifth, seize strategic opportunities such as cyber power, big data, Internet Plus, etc., to drive growth from reform and innovations and further create shareholders' value. Despite the impact from various regulatory policies, business fundamentals remained solid for the company in 2015. Operating revenue amounted to 331 billion, an increase of 2.1% year-on-year. Service revenue was 293 billion, an increase of 2% year-on-year. EBITDA was 94 billion, representing an EBITDA margin of 32.1%. Net profit amounted to 20.1 billion, which included a one-off after-tax tower assets disposal gain of 3.9 billion. In 2015, the company followed the established strategic direction with innovative development and excellent execution. Our market position was further strengthened. Year-on-year growth in service revenue and net profit were 2% and 13.4% respectively, both of which outperformed the industry. Emerging business has become a new growth driver for the company. Revenue from emerging business grew by 21%, amounted to over 100 billion in 2015, which accounted for 34% of service revenue, an increase of 5 percentage points over last year. Business structure has been further optimized. In 2015, the company accelerated in shifting our growth drivers, reinforced concerted development of 4G and fiber broadband services, which significantly enhanced our core competence in fundamental business. Benefiting from proactively strategic planning and preparation, the company successfully launched 4G services nationwide within 1 month after granted with the FDD license in February last year, which made us stay ahead in competition. With our persistent efforts, the overall 4G network experience was comparable to our competitors. Six-mode handsets will soon become the national standard. The bottleneck of CDMA terminals is effectively resolved. Six-mode handsets are compatible for all network within China. With the development of six-mode handsets, it is more convenient for the consumers to use one phone with all the networks. As a result, the bottleneck of CDMA terminals is effectively resolved. The new integration of 4G plus fiber achieved significant results, while the 4G gained robust momentum. As at end of 2015, 4G subscribers reached 58 million, a net add of 51 million for the year. 4G terminal sales reached 62 million, of which 6 more handset sales accounted to 16 million. Handset data traffic doubled compared to a year ago, of which the share of 4G data traffic was significantly increased to 51%. 4G DOU was 751 meg as at end of 2015, an increase of 25% year-on-year, which further grew to 850 meg in the first 2 months in 2016. In 2015, the company accelerated end-to-end speed upgrade and achieved industry-leading user experience with the provision of quality 100 meg network, with 100 meg as the mainstream product. We drove market demand for upgrade, feeding in value-added services such as high-definition IPTV. Customer loyalty was as well as network value is enhanced. Our FTTH subscriber grew to over 28 million in 2015, amounted to 71 million. FTTH subscribers drove wireline broadband subscribers to 113 million. Penetration rate of FTTH subscribers now reached 63%. Amid the intensifying market competition and policy requirement for speed upgrade and tariff reduction, a good development in subscriber base effectively support the continuous and stable growth in our wireline service. The implementation of VAT reform for telecom industry since June 2014 has had negative impact on our operating revenue and profit. With full-year implementation in 2015, the negative impact from VAT reform was more significant. The impact on revenue was 15.4 billion, while on net profit was 4.3 billion. To mitigate the negative impact from VAT reform in the short term, the company continued to optimize its development and sales model, strengthening cost control and control on purchasing, and increase proportion of revenues generated from value-added telecommunication services to lower the average tax rate of output VAT. Through these measures, the monthly average negative impact has been moderating from 540 million to 360 million in 2015. Following the nationwide implementation of VAT reform from May 1, 2016, it is expected that more operating costs and CapEx will be eligible for input VAT credits and thus benefit future profitability. In 2015, the company carried out the speed upgrade and tariff reduction following the regulatory requirement and resulted in substantial decline in unit price of wireline and broadband mobile data. In addition, the handset data carryover introduced in October 2015 has put further pressure on our revenue and net profit. To mitigate the above policy impact, we proactively adopt effective measures to stimulate use data usage. This is demonstrated by a rapid growth in 4G and FTTH subscribers. Average access bandwidth for wireline broadband service and aggregate handset internet access traffic and DOU, securing steady development of our company. In future, we will closely follow up and strive to accommodate regulatory changes. In 2015, Tower Company delivered about 170,000 towers to the company. Tower sharing accelerated our 4G network rollout to achieve a leaping breakthrough. Following the completion of the tower asset disposal, our tower assets appreciated by 33% and increased the net profit for the year. As at the end of 2015, the company used about 500,000 towers. The estimated tower usage fee was approximately 2.7 billion. The company has been in negotiation with the tower company on leasing arrangements. We are striving to conclude the most favorable terms. With the anticipating increase in sharing ratio, it is expected that the unit usage rate will decline. The company will also benefit from profit sharing and value enhancement of Tower Company. In 2015, seizing the opportunity from FDD licensing, tower sharing, and network speed upgrade, our 4G and fiber broadband network capability has enhanced rapidly. Total CapEx in 2015 was 109.1 billion, of which 4G investment amounted to 49.3 billion. 4G base stations reached 510,000. 4G CapEx was effectively reduced with the strengthening of centralized procurement and tower sharing, which helped foster capability, with FTTH home passes reaching 220 million, or 75% coverage ratio by end of 2015. This laid down a solid foundation for the scale development and well prepared the company for market competition. CapEx for 2016 is budgeted to be 970 billion, down 11% year on year, of which 460 billion is budgeted for 4G to add about 290,000 base stations. Investment focus will be to improve and extend network coverage and roll out 4G Plus across all cities nationwide. At the same time, the company is proactively pilot testing for the reforming of 800 megahertz and get prepared the launching of nationwide commercial trial for VoLTE services in 2017. In terms of wireline broadband development, FTTH home passes is expected to reach 270 million. With due regards to shareholders' return, profitability, cash flow, and capital requirement for future development commitment, the Board of Directors recommends a stable dividend of 0.095 to the shareholders for 2015. 2016 will be a crucial year for the company to establish a more competitive market status. With reform and innovations as our growth driver, we will proactively upgrade our growth momentum comprehensively to strengthen our core competence. Major focus include the following six areas. First, accelerate sales scale development and value enhancement in 4G and fiber broadband to further consolidate our fundamentals. Second, to ignite our growth engines. We will persist in accelerating breakthroughs in five emerging areas. Third, continue to enhance our six core capabilities in network infrastructure, network operation, data mining, channel sales, customer service, and human resources management. Fourth, continue in-depth and comprehensive reform to unlock vitality and internal momentum. Fifth, deepen internet-oriented transformation and upgrade product and services to improve operating efficiency. Sixth, stay open and strengthen cooperation to build our competitive edge around the ecosphere. With the strategic cooperation with China Unicom, both parties shall commence market-oriented cooperation in network construction and terminals, complementing competitive advantages and resources to lower network investment and save costs, achieving win-win. Looking ahead, the company will seize strategic opportunity, fully optimize resources allocation, and promote sharing of social resources to further create value in the ecosphere. We will deepen strategic transformation and promote restructuring in business, network, operations, and management to provide integrated smart services. Leading in digital ecosphere with the support from cyber power strategy, we believe this should be reinforcing our core competence to create value for our shareholders. Now, let me pass to Mr. Ke Rui-Wen to present our business and financial performance for the year. Thank you, President Yang. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. May I now present our business review and financial performance. This table shows the revenue breakdown and their changes. Mobile service revenue amounted to 124.5 billion, representing a 3.5% increase year-on-year. Wireline service revenue increased 1% year-on-year. The company continued to promote 3G subscribers upgrade to 4G and enhance in data application offerings with significant result. Handset internet access grew 40% year-on-year, reaching 47.8 billion. Mobile data revenue accounted for 61% of mobile service revenue. Mobile subscribers reached 198 million, with a net add of over 12 million, while 3G, 4G handset DAU grew significantly by 70% year-on-year. In 2015, the company's wireline VAS continued to grow rapidly, which effectively drove stable development in our wireline business. Revenue from VAS and integrated information services amounted to 4.2 billion, up 11% year-on-year, of which IDC business continued its strong growth momentum. As the company has completed the country's largest 8 plus 2 plus X cloud resources planning. More than 150,000 cabinets have been now in operation. The newly constructed data center interconnect is expected to further enhance service capability. IPTV business grew rapidly and effectively drove the development of fiber broadband services. While strengthening the fundamental businesses, the company also accelerates to foster new growth engines in the below five areas. First, IPTV entered into the stage of rapid growth with over 40 million subscribers in scale. The company will base on 100 meg fiber broadband to be a forerunner in the smart family market through integration of fiber broadband plus TV. Second, the scale of our best pay has already laid a good foundation with registered user of over 200 million. Best Pay has become an important driver of core fundamental business growth in terms of differentiation. The company will focus on the in-depth integration between 4G plus mobile payment to accelerate development in internet finance. Third, seizing opportunities from internet plus, the company will expand into new ICT services. Fourth, with enhancement in service system of cloud computing and big data products, we will capitalize our edge in the integration of cloud and network to continuously enhance our competitiveness. The company will proactively seize the boom of Internet of Things to consolidate efficiently centralized operations. Key financial information. In 2015, operating expenses was 304.8 billion, up 3% year-on-year. The company continued to optimize resources allocation, strengthen cost control, and enhance resources utilization and return for sustainable development. Full-year operating expenses as a percentage of operating revenue was 92%, of which network operation and support accounted for 25%, up 0.3 percentage points. This was mainly due to the newly added tower usage fee in 2015, as well as the increase in network costs associated with the enhancement in network quality with an expanded network scale. SG&A costs accounted for 16%, down 3 percentage points. This was mainly benefited from a change in development and sales model for improved sales efficiency. Total selling expenses were down 16% year-on-year. In 2015, the company optimized the CapEx structure that skewed towards the high-value areas, including 4G and fiber broadband, resulted in enhanced network advantage and return on investment. Mobile and fiber broadband CapEx percentage was up 9 percentage points in aggregate, while infrastructure and others was down by 5 percentage points year-on-year. At the same time, the company focused to enhance investment returns, subdividing performance evaluation units and allocate resources based on market demand and value enhancement. Precision investment that will ensure the effective use of network resources. With the increase in CapEx, total debt of the company increased accordingly. Total debt to total capitalization ratio was 28% as at end 2015, increased 0.9 percentage point. The company will continue to maintain healthy and capital structure and strong financial position to support the sustainable scale development. Looking ahead, the company will further strengthen unit value management in the following aspects. First, improve close-end management system in terms of planning, budgeting, resources allocation, and performance evaluation to enhance precision management capability. Second, promote product subdivision with focus on core products and projects to evaluate performance and return. Thirdly, enhance capability of financial enhance financial platform to improve service support performance. Fourth, promote asset subdivision, strengthen investment valuation analysis to achieve precision investment. Fifth, enhance risk management and strengthen internal control to improve financial risk management. This concludes our presentation. Thank you very much.